Blog Talk Radio.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. Started out with me.
Amen. Praise the Lord on this blessed Thursday morning. I am excited to be back with you all. Amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose
to be glad
in it.
What about you?
Amen. Are you choosing to be glad in it?
Amen.
I give God praise for all things in his name. Amen. I just love the Lord today for you, and you. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. I thank God for how he is causing us to know our place in him. We are coming into a time where you're going to have to know your place in God in spite of. Amen. You're going to have to know that you know, you're going to have to know, my God, now to him that is able to do a ceiling above all that you can imagine of. Amen. You're going to have to know who you are and whose you are. And that's what this class is for. It's here to develop us. Amen. To grow and develop us in the things of God. Amen. And I just give God praise for all things in his name. Amen. I'm going to keep on telling you, amen, you're going to have to know your place in him. Amen. I just give God praise for all things in his name. Amen. I want to play a song for you this morning. Amen. That's going to lift somebody's spirit up. Amen. Somebody going through something. Amen. This morning. Amen. And I just want to give you something. Amen. You know, I just want to give you a sedative. Amen. I want to plug you up to a spiritual IV. My God. Give you a spiritual penicillin drip. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I just pray that you be blessed by this song. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Eve. My prayer.
Though the pressure of life seems you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. Can I get a witness? The child that's on cocaine, the body can say,
yes, Lord.
Oh, that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to. Yourself. If they were for the Lord, you need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is so sure. You can't find no peace on your job. It's your business to do. Yes. And your health is a failing. Yes, it is. Yes.
Come on.
Yes, God be the glory. Amen. He is working it out. Amen. And guess what? He's working it out through you. Amen. He is working it out through you. Amen. You are the blessing. Amen. That he is pouring out. Amen. You are a blessing going somewhere to happen. Amen. And he's pouring you out into the earth realm. Amen. And causing you to intersect with your neighbor. And your neighbor, my God, is, of course, you know, anybody that you come in contact with. Amen. That's your neighbor. And he's pouring you out a blessing. My God, God has your neighbor concern on his heart. Amen. He's pouring you out with the answer. Amen. With the remedy. Amen. He's pouring you out. Amen. But you have to know your place in him. Amen. Amen. You have to know that you know your place in him. Amen. I'm telling you all, you know, God is preparing us for our next season. And I'm telling you, you're about to come up against some spirits. Amen. And so now what's happening is he is preparing us for that time. Amen. There are a lot of spirits that has been released into this earth realm. I'm telling you, a lot of spirits that's roaming this earth. You follow what I'm saying? And you're going to have to be prepared to deal with those spirits. Amen. Isaiah 55 says what? That thou shalt call a nation that knoweth not, and nation shall run unto thee because of the Lord. Why? For it is he, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified these. Amen. And we know that that word glorified means that he has empowered and equipped us. Amen. So he's empowering you. He's equipping you, amen, to operate effectively in your next season. Amen. But you have to put yourself into a place where you are being developed. You as an individual have to make your mind up. Amen. You have to put yourself in that place. Put yourself in a good situation. It's just like putting yourself in a bad situation. Amen. You have to put yourself in a good situation. You have to put yourself in a place. Amen. God, you know, I'm ready for you to continue to develop me. I know my season coming. Ready or not, it's going to come. It is going to come. Amen. Just like that baby, when you were pregnant with that baby. Oh, shit. My God, I'm talking to a woman. Amen. You on this line. Amen. When you were pregnant with that baby, my God, that baby came, real or not. Sure did. It sure did, my God. I'm telling you, but that's how your next season, amen, that, you know, ready or not, it's going to come. But are you ready for it? You know what you had to do. You had to go buy diapers. You had to go buy wet ones. You had to get all you had to prepare for that child. Amen. You knew that baby was coming. And especially when you found out what the sex was, so you began to go and to do what? Buy clothes for the baby. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was a boy, you went and bought blue. It was a girl, you went and bought pink. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. So if you prepared for that child to come, and even when the wintertime comes, in the summer you say, well, the wintertime coming, so So yeah, I'm going to, you know, I need to go ahead and, you know, they got these sales going on now. Yeah. Y'all know. They got these sales going on now in JCPenney's and Sears. You know what I'm saying? Why don't they want to close like 85% off? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to stock on this stuff because I know in the wintertime, because it's not going to be on sale. You follow what I'm saying? Think about the scripture says that the ants are people. The ants. Why do you think the ants are out so heavily in the summertime? Because they are preparing. They know that wintertime coming. They know that wintertime coming. So the worker ants, they are out gathering food. They are preparing themselves. They prepare themselves for a whole 3 months, 3-4 months. They can get themselves ready. Before that winter time comes, you rarely see their ant den. Ain't that something? So we are in a season of preparation, and God is preparing us. Amen. But I tell you like this, you know, when you was in school, you was being prepared for your next season as well. That's why you had to come to class. You know, teachers say, hey, you know, you want to graduate, come class. Amen. But now, you know, technology done got so advanced now, you know, and it's only by permitted people, you know, I can understand if you have health challenges where you can't come to school, you know, they got it set up now where the teacher, she can have webcam, where you can, you know what I'm saying, have, you know what I'm saying, via satellite at your house now. You understand what I'm saying? And she can teach you while you're at home. You understand? She see you, you see her. You understand what I'm saying? What you are still being prepared. However you put it, you are still being prepared for your future, and what you do today matters tomorrow. Amen. I just give God praise for all things in his name, amen, that he's truly preparing us for our next season. Amen. And that's what I want to deal with, you know, continue to deal with our next season and being prepared for our next season. Amen. And I'm just loving on God right now. You know, I thank God for what he is and what he's doing in my life. Amen. And especially what he's doing in you all's life. Amen. You have to understand what you have in you. And I began to tell you the beginning of this year what's inside of you. What's inside of you? You possess the people inheritance. Amen. God is getting us ready to release the blessing into these people's lives. Amen. What is the blessing of salvation? So, you know, the blessing of relationship with him and people. You follow what I'm saying? There are many ways that God want to bless his people. Amen. And he want to bless them through you. Remember, you are the blessing that he's going to pour out. He has their trouble and concerns on their heart. You understand? It ain't that everybody need money. You follow what I'm saying? Everybody ain't broke. Everybody ain't broke. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, they may not need money. Everybody, you know, you know what I'm saying? There are some folks that do have houses that they own. There are some folks that do have land that they own. Amen. So it's not so much of a materialistic blessing that he's going to pour out upon the people. Amen. Amen. Yes, they got houses, cars, and land. So now it's time for them to come up or to rise, amen, or to elevate in their spirituality. You follow what I'm saying? So God can release a spiritual blessing through you as well. Amen. He can release the Holy Ghost into their life through you. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus breathed on them and told them to receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are other times where the disciples, they lay hands on them and they receive the Holy Ghost. You follow what I'm saying? So what God can be doing, he can, because remember that it's a gift from God. Salvation, your salvation is a gift from God. You follow what I'm saying? So what God can do, he can release that gift of salvation into their life through you. That's a blessing. It's a blessing to see someone get saved. You understand what I'm saying? So he's pouring you out. You are the blessing that he's pouring out. So in this season, he's preparing us for this work, for this major work that you are about to take upon. Amen. This major work. Ah, you know the scripture. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither has the thought entered into the heart of man the things that the Lord has prepared. Prepared means that it's already done. It's already fixed. He already done it. You follow what I'm saying? But you're about to walk in the thing that he has prepared, but you have to be, what, prepared to receive it. Ain't that something? So he's preparing us to receive our next season. Amen. And like I said, ready or not, if you're not ready for it, then it's still going to come. You follow what I'm saying? And you're going to miss it because you're not prepared. Watch this right here. Being prepared is knowing what to look for. Being prepared for your next season is what to look for. That's why people miss their season, because they don't know what to look for. And in this season of preparation, he's giving us the clue. Thank you, Lord. He's giving us the clues what to look for when you enter into your next season. And once you get that clue from God, what to look for, amen, then you won't miss. You'll know exactly what to do. Ain't that something? Do you know what a clue is? A clue, it gives you information about certain things. You understand what I'm saying? When you find that clue, when you go find a piece of paper, that's the clue. And it may say, do this, do thus and so. You follow what I'm saying? Well, welcome to your next season. You know what I'm saying? And now you need to go here. You follow what I'm saying? And do thus and so, and or go here and see such and such. You follow what I'm saying? You know, those are, you know what I'm saying? So that what a clue is. You follow what I'm saying? A clue gives you information about a certain thing. So he's equipping you now, so when you enter to your next season, you know what to look for, you know what to do. Ain't that something? You'll know exactly what to do. Because once you are intersected with the people, you'll know how to function in their life. You'll know your place. You'll know what to do, what to say, how to deal with them. Do you know that you can go through something and never use your trial? You can go through something and never use your trial at all? Oh, well, what you mean, Prof? You can go through a thing and never help nobody. You can go through something and keep all that good information to yourself, how you made it and what have you. But since you have been prepared, God said, okay, now, this is what I want you to be conscious of. All of the hell and hot water that you've been through in your life, now you're conscious now. I'm going to use all that stuff for my glory. Yes, I know it didn't feel good. Yes, I know you did not want to experience. But honey, there's somebody else that's about to go through the same exact thing. Or that is going through the same exact situation that you've been through. And I'm going to place you, or I'm going to cause you to intersect with that person. You never know where you'll be. You may be in the mall eating ice cream, and here comes Sister Bubblegum, amen, sitting next to you, and all of a sudden, she starts pulling her heart out. Well, here comes a perfect opportunity to share Jesus with her. Amen. You never know what she's been contemplating. You understand what I'm saying? She been raped. Don't know what to do. Ain't that something? And I'm sorry to say it, but that happened to you in your life. You've been raped. But by the grace of God, you made it. So now you're able to talk to her. Calm her down. You know, girl, I've been through that too. I've been raped by my uncle too, or I've been raped by a stranger too. You understand what I'm saying? You have look in her eyes, and she feel power of God coming from you. When you say, I know how you will. Now you have a friend that's able to walk you through this thing. Ain't that something? And 3 months later, that woman's stronger than ever. Now she's realizing her purpose. She understands. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I can't take back what happened, but I can use it for what? My advantage. And you never know, she may be the one that you help get delivered, and now she got a rape counselor center, a rape victim center, a center where rape victims get counsel. Ain't that something? Y'all don't tell me that he ain't preparing you for your next season. You're going to come in contact with. Amen. So that's why, you know, I urge everyone to understand, now you're conscious, amen, that he is preparing you for your next season. Remember, Isaiah 55 and said, for thou shalt call a nation that knoweth not, and nations shall run unto thee because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. See, you know me. If I can't talk about nobody else, you know I can talk about me, you know, with my crack addiction. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all say, well, why are you always bringing up, you know what I'm saying, drug habits? You know what I'm saying? Your drug history. You follow what I'm saying? Because that's where I was. And I understand my assignment. I'm not weak to dope. I'm not weak to crack. I don't want no crack. You follow what I'm saying? But I know how to pray for a person that's on crack. I know how to go to the root of the thing because I was on it. You understand what I'm saying? I know you just can't pray the crack spirit away. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people are missing that. So I'm finna give you some keys to help so that when you know somebody's on dope, you're able to pray for them effectively. You follow what I'm saying? You just can't pray the spirit put it away, homosexuality away. Because that's not the spirit. It's called the spirit of perversion. That's what it is. It's the spirit of perversion. And once you grab a hold to that spirit of perversion by the root, you're able to uproot it by praying the perversion away. That person's mind is perverted. Ain't that something? So how you help a crack victim or a crack addict, amen, you pray that God remove the taste out of his mouth. Because that spirit, amen, it's, well, watch this right here. Yes, the drug is inside of him, but the spirit resides in his mouth. It's a taste that he or she requires of. Just like you require chocolate, amen, they have a taste for the dope. I know I've been there. You know, your mouth get watery for it, you know, and you're like, you know what I'm saying? That's how you attack that spirit. You know what I'm talking about? Because I've been there. You know what I'm saying? So now when I come, Humashah, in contact with a nation of crack addicts, I know exactly what to pray for. Because I know where his mind is. His mind is not receiving it. So I go to the root. Lord, take that taste out of his mouth. Take that taste out of his mouth, Lord, in Jesus' name. But that's where it's at. What you see is the manifestation of the crack operating in that person's life when they're stealing and lying and in denial. But the root is in his mouth. And if you can, Lord, open the eyes to this right here. And if you can see this in the spirit, and if you pour that out of his mouth, then he will not require a taste for it. We ain't go back to it. Because that's not what he's craving. That's not what he have a taste for. Y'all, all of our taste buds, my God, I'm telling you, my God, this morning you may have a taste of some coffee. What you went and got? You went and got some coffee then. You may have a taste of some grits, eggs, and bacon. What you went and got? Grits, eggs, and bacon because you had a what? That's right. You had a taste for it. You may want some donuts this morning. Why did you want some donuts? Because you had a what? Come on, somebody talk to me. You had a taste for it. Well, why did he want crack? Because he had what? That's right. He had a taste for it. Ain't that something? So that's where you bind the root of that thing right there. The root of it is in his mouth. You follow what I'm saying? So what you saying, Prophet? I'm saying I know how to deal with a crack addict. I know how to deal with somebody on drugs. It don't matter if it be weed, cigarettes, crack, meth, whatever. You follow what I'm saying? You got to smoke it. Well, what about a junkie? What about a person that shoot up? Same thing. The taste is in their mouth. The taste is in their mouth. I don't even know how you even got into this. I really want to get some other things. Amen. But God do be knowing. You understand what I'm saying? So I can talk about me. You follow what I'm saying? And how in those times that he was preparing me for this time. I understand how important my trials were. I truly, and now I'm not offended. Amen. Now when I go through stuff, amen, I'm able to step out of, I'm able to sit back and say, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't gonna throw no dress on, but I will get some pom pom and say, go ahead, God, go. Do your thing, God. Because I know when a trial or tribulation develop in my life, I'm having an experience with him. I'm having a time in the Lord. I'm watching him. My God, I'm not going to say it is best. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's not the best thing that he ever done. The best thing that God has done outside of making us alive, amen, is when he gave Jesus authority to raise himself from the grave. That was the best. Because had he not died and rose from the grave, none of this will be here. But I'm able to have a personal encounter with him. I ain't talking about no spooky stuff. You follow what I'm saying? Some folks that's spooky. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm talking about a for real personal, I'm talking about real life situation. Yes, Lord, I was broke and I watched him move in my life and now I'm in overflow. I'm in overflow. I know that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. I know he is. Because I've been in that situation where I have a dime to my name. The cat went meow and the dog stopped barking. Stopped barking at me. Didn't have nothing. Didn't have a pot to pee in and a wonder to throw it out of. And I'm going, that's a shame when your dog start barking at you and the cat stop meowing. You so broke. But I watch God, amen, perform in my life, amen, and now I'm able to say I'm in overflow. Because I obeyed his word. I obeyed him. Amen. Amen. And I know a lot of folks, you know, have their opinion. And notice I said have their opinion. But he told me, start paying tithes. That's why I started it. Amen. And he's been blessing ever since. Amen. You know that's not a teaching. And I'll get there later on. Amen. But you have to know your place in God. Watch this right here. Amen. I ain't coming to y'all nothing that has not been said before. Listen, in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse number 3 and said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and a God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation. That's where it's at. The tribulation is that who comfort us in all our tribulation. That scripture is there for a reason. The problem came, then the comforter showed up. That's how that works. There was a problem. The earth had a problem. What was the problem that the earth had? It was what? Without void. So God came and solved the problem. So let me put some land on here. It was just water. The whole earth was covered with water. So God had to fix the problem. You understand? And he put land here. Amen. So in other words, the earth, now watch this right here. I don't know why I'm even going here. Eve wasn't the first mother. The earth is. She was first. Eve came and so forth. Eve was the first, per se, physical mother, but as a mother, the earth is. The earth is way older than Eve. Ain't that something? God created the heavens and the earth first. Amen. That's for another day as well. I just want to give y'all that fun fact. Amen. So here, the tribulation comes, then a comforter shows up. Amen. During the tribulation, he comes to comfort us in the midst of our problem, in the midst of our tribulation. Now, after he comfort us, hear me very well, after he comfort us in our tribulation, then it says this right here, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble. Can't you see it? Can't you see how this thing is working? You go through to help somebody else. You see how it's designed? You go through, watch this, Jesus died to do what? Save the world. You go through to help somebody else. Jesus died to save the world. Come on, that's a song, y'all. You go through to save somebody else. Jesus died to save the world. And you go through to save or to help somebody else. Ain't that something? So Jesus died. I'm talking about the Bible. The book, not my opinion. He died on the cross. He said, for God so do what? So love the world that he gave his only begotten son. Ain't that something? And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So your trial also produces salvation. Because as you come in contact with that Isaiah 55:5, you understand, which that nation of people, when you come in contact with them, you are able to produce Christ. You're able to push them into the presence of God. Watch this right here. And many of you all have been here before, but we're going to go here again about the responsibility of the prophetic office. My God. Now, it says, and this is the second part, it says, the prophet had the responsibility to encourage God's people to trust only in his mercy and delivering power rather than their own merits or strength or in the might of human allies. Ain't that something? So, as you are intersected with that nation of people, it's your job to cause them to trust God, to put them in a place where they are in the presence of God. Ain't that something? My God. Well, let's see what Hebrews have to say about this. I promise you I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. My time is expiring. My God, Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you right now for your word, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It says here, let us now come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive, that we may receive mercy in the time of need. So what's happening is that you are causing that individual, you are ushering, meaning to help that person into the presence of God, that they may receive what they need from God. You understand what I'm saying? That they, it says, wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. So as you're telling the person, you're talking to the person how you made it, and you because what? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what I'm saying? You're producing Jesus to them. You're telling them how you made it, how you came through. You follow what I'm saying? Giving them strength. You follow what I'm saying? Through the same situation that you are in, and you're helping them out. You're giving them words of wisdom, amen, which is nothing but the Lord. And you're causing them to trust on the same Jesus that you trust in, to Father, to assist them. Do that make any sense? Amen. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how that works. That's how that works. That, matter of fact, that's exactly how that works. And it says here in Hebrews 13:6, it says, so we may boldly say the Lord is my helper. Ain't that something? And I shall not fear what man shall do unto me, you know, or I should not fear what I go through. I should not fear that. Amen. It said, remember them which have rule over you. It says, who have spoken unto you the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, rule means not to control. You understand what I'm saying? But someone that's there, you know, like a teacher, someone that they're teaching you. You follow what I'm saying? The word of God. You know, I'm not here to control nobody. You your own person. I can't tell you what to do. I can only give you instructions. You follow what I'm saying? And it's up to you to follow instructions. You know, I always tell you, if you follow instructions on the back of a Betty Crocker cake box, what you going to get? You're going to get a cake. If you follow instructions, you understand what I'm saying? But rule means to encourage, to enlighten. You know, it's just like being a covering, to esteem, to lift up. You follow what I'm saying? If I'm a rule you understand what I'm saying? I'm go help you, not harm you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, amen. So that's what's happening. Amen. He's preparing us for this time. He's preparing us for this nation of people that we are about to intersect in. Well, you may say, okay, I understand it, but how is it that I do get prepared? Well, you asked a good question. Meditation. You knew I was coming there. You knew I was going there. Meditation is the key. Meditation helps you become prepared. You meditating in the word of God. Your trials mixed with the word of God, amen, produces you. It's just like, okay, put it this way. You know, Jesus, sweet smell, say it right. So we're going to call God Kool-Aid, okay? Now, I mean, I'm sorry, we're going to call God sugar. And your trial represent Kool-Aid. Now, you know Kool-Aid is bitter. But when you mix it in with sugar, Lord have mercy, especially you got the grape mixed with tropical punch, you know what I'm saying? I just don't mix on one kind, I mix two kind. I either get cherry and grape, or y'all like this boy crazy. Yes, ma'am. I love Kool-Aid. Yes, ma'am. So your trials are like Kool-Aid. Oh, bitter. you ever taste Kool-Aid, you know, some folk eat it like that, you know, because they like the bitterness of it. You know, man, I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's just bitter. You know, I ain't with all that. But you mix it with Kool-Aid. Mix your trial with the Holy Ghost. Ain't that something? And when you finish mixing all together, get you some ice. I like crushed ice. I'm sorry, y'all. Get some crushed ice. My God. And pour that Kool-Aid in that cup and sit in front of your computer. You'll be all right. Amen. You know, so that's what it's like. And it produces something marvelous. Bitter and sweet produces something what? Marvelous. You're mixing the bitter with the sweet. Because the bitter is something that you don't want to, when you first enter to a trial, you're like, man, I don't want to go through this, man. Golly. If it ain't one thing, it's a what? It's another. But now you are conscious. You are aware. When you go through, you know that it is for a purpose. You know when you go through something, okay, God, what are you saying to me? Who are you going to cause me to come in contact with now? Because I know I'm not just going through this for myself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going through this because I know that I'm going to help somebody else. Well, you may say, well, prophet, well, why do God use his trials, or why do he use our trouble, or why do he cause us to go through things to help somebody else? Couldn't he done it another way? Well, you asked another good question. Good God. Y'all, I'm glad y'all got all these questions. Amen. Amen. Because they are good. Amen. Well, it's the same way about Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? God used the cross. He used Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. You understand what I'm saying? To produce Christ having all power. Well, let me break it down a little bit more. When Jesus died, something broke. You understand what I'm saying? And what happened was Satan, after Jesus died, Satan realized that the battle was over with. It was over. You understand what I'm saying? When Jesus went to the lower parts of hell and set the captives free. You follow what I'm saying? So the only way, now watch this right here, the only way that, now God could have been like, okay, I'm opening the earth and just snapped his finger or with a twinkle of an eye and released all the captives. But the Lord, he used Jesus' death for him to ascend or to descend, which means to go down. That's a musical term, descend. He descended to lower parts of the earth. Amen. God used his death and allowed him to descend to lower parts of the earth to set the captives free. And so Jesus went through all that for us. You follow what I'm saying? He died. He said, you know what? I'm going to die. I'm going to die for prophets of Noah. Quote my shot. I'm going to die for prophets Lisa. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to die for prophets Jay. I'm going to do this. That they may receive eternal life, that they may receive salvation, that they may receive me, because that's the way God chose it. He can do whatever he wanted to do. But he chose that way. And had not he died and went down there, then the captive would still been down there. So he took the keys from Satan and released the captives and set them free. Well, the same way with us. And, of course, you know, I can go on and on about his death, I mean, his beating and how he was bruised and stuff like that, because he knew that we're going to go through those things too. So he received all that stuff, the chastisement and all that stuff, in advance. So we go through things, amen, just like him, that we may assist someone else. His suffering was only to assist us. Because in all actuality, God was ready to destroy this world. You know, God repented that he made man. He repented. He said, man, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking when I made this world, this man. I was tripping. I started slipping, and God never slips. So he came with the better way. He said, you know what? For God so loved the world. Now you understand that scripture, that he gave his only son. Jesus was our mediator. He stood in the gap. Ain't that something? Because of the love that he has. So we go through our thing, our little something, our trial and tribulation, amen, that we may experience God in that way. Amen. We ain't no higher than Jesus. You know, scripture said, work your own salvation out. Work your own salvation. I'm sorry, I don't say so like, work your own salvation out. So also here, back in Colossians, I'm sorry, not Colossians, but back here in Corinthians, it says this right here. The fourth verse says, who comforts not tribulation, that we may be to comfort them which are in trouble. By the comfort, we ourselves are comfort of God. Watch this. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us. See what I'm saying? So it says, for as the suffering of Christ, and this is Colossians. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep stuck on Colossians. I know why, because I was dealing with an issue about Colossians. Amen. But it says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abideth by Christ. Whether we be afflicted, it is for the consolation and salvation. Come on, somebody. Which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partaker of the suffering, so shall ye be also of consolation. So as you go through a thing, the same experience that Jesus had with the Father, you're going to have those experiences. That's why verse 4 says that the comforter, talking about us being comfort. Jesus said again that I leave you not comfortless. So now we see why our trials are important, that we may be able to help somebody else. God's going to cause us to be transparent with that individual. It's not causing someone to believe in this certain group or organization or to cause this person to believe in Baptist or cause this person to believe in a particular religion. No, it's not. Jesus Christ is not a religious God. He's not religious. And I refuse to box him in to a certain religion or I feel like I need to believe this way. No, the devil is a liar. God is greater than any religion in this world. He greater than Baptist. He greater than Presbyterian. He greater than Muslim. I mean, well, you know, well, of course he is. You understand what I'm saying? He's greater than Islam or Islam. He's greater than Buddhism. He's greater than Holiness Church. You understand what I'm saying? As a denomination, he's greater than Pentecost. Come on, somebody. He's greater than Presbyterian. He's greater than all of that mess. Now I know why I was keep on calling out Colossians. Because Paul also said here in Colossians, thank you, Lord. See, all things work together for the good. Amen. So here in Colossians, the second chapter, he says this right here. And all this is dealing with your being prepared, your preparation. Now, Colossians, the second chapter, verse 6, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. But the only way you're going to walk in him is that you have to know your place to walk in him. And that's what the Lord is helping us with, knowing our place. So he says, rooted and built in him. Well, how you going to do that? By meditating in the word. Stay in a place of meditation. You that have no jobs, amen, give God 2 hours and 40 minutes a day of your time. Amen. And you that do have jobs, amen, amen, God understand that you have responsibility, amen, but you have to find, or you have to make time, you have to find a place where you can go to the altar at the end of your day. Okay, God, the children sleep, house clean, food cooked, everybody taken care of. Now this is my time of meditation. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. You should never be too. Yeah, I know, God, know we get tired. You know, I was tired all this week, and I missed class yesterday. I had every attention, but I woke up late. I was like, Lord, have mercy. Amen. But even if I meditate, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Well, the only way you can hide the word in your heart, you got to meditate on it in order for it to get in you. Amen. I don't care what your method of meditation, as long as you meditate. You can buy a Bible on CD. I got Bible on CD. I got this app that I can, you know what I'm saying, go on and put my headphones on and it read to me. Amen. And the reason why I do that, you know, because it's for study purposes as well. Some of the words I don't know, but when I hear somebody else say, oh, I know that word now. Know it now. I know it now. So when I go into the Bible, then I'm able, I know that word because I heard somebody say it. It don't matter how you study, as long as you study. Get a Bible on CD. Download the app to your phone or into your computer. You follow what I'm saying? However, I don't care as long as you study. But I also suggest as well too that when you study, start in the King James first, because sometimes when you go to other translation, it breaks it so far down and it counts, now watch this right here. It kind of take away from the King James in a sense. But if you look in the King James and you see a word and you have a question mark about the word, then you transpose to another translation. Oh, okay, I see what he was saying right now. I understand what King James was saying. You see what I'm saying? That's good stuff. Then if you want to, get commentaries and stuff like that, all that's good. You follow what I'm saying? It really gives you the history of that scripture or what have you. You follow what I'm saying? You can't afford a commentary and all that stuff. Amen. Do what I suggest first. Read the King James, get another translation, a good study Bible, and once you read that scripture and you like, okay, for example, in Colossians, the third chapter, Colossians 1:3, it says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And I know that's self-explanatory, but if you come to a block like, so what that mean? So you can go to an NIV version or another translation, and it may say something else, and you may say, oh, okay, so now I know what they're saying right there. I understand, light bulb came on, I got to understand it. So now I'm able to go on, because understanding is what one of the best things in the whole wide world. I'm just showing you how, to study, you follow that, or to meditate and word God, and Lord be speaking to you. You understand what I'm saying? In the abundance of revelation. But he says this right here. In verse 7, it says, rooted and built in him. And we just established that it's through meditation. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, it's through meditation. It says, and establish in the faith Well, how will you be established in the faith? I'm almost done, y'all. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how you're going to be established in the faith. All this is dealing with the season of preparation, being prepared. Amen. It's not difficult, you know what I'm saying, but there are steps. You follow what I'm saying? And it's causing you to be diligent. It's causing for your diligency and you being consistent. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So maybe there are some things in your life that you may need to stop. Because if it's hindering you from going this way, then you need to get away from the hindrances. You follow what I'm saying? Because, see, this way, it requires your total focus. It's going to require 90% of your time. I give you 80 because, like I said, you still, you know what I'm saying, you got to take a bath and feed the children, make sure your hubby's fed and so forth, pay your bills and what have you. But you get the point. If you're not able to do this, then there's something that's in your life that's hindering you. And you have to find out what it is. Or you may know what it is. Because as a prophet, it's going to require your time spending with the Lord. You follow what I'm saying? It's going to require some time. You understand? So that's what that means, rooted, built in him, established in the faith. It says, as ye have been taught, as I'm teaching. It says, abiding therefore with thanksgiving. So, once you enter to this way, you have to come into a place of enjoying it. Now, here, let's see where I want to go. Real quick. Y'all give me a couple more seconds and I'll be done. Let's see. Not that. Okay, right here. It says this right here, and the definition of a man of God. It says, this title implies that the prophet must have been a man or woman who first belongs and who first and foremost belong first and foremost to God. Now watch this right here. Who wholly devoted to his cause. Now in this way, you have to live a lifestyle devoted to the cause of God. Meaning devoted to the work. Meaning me, I wake up every day looking forward to encouraging somebody in the word. I look forward every single day. There may be days where I know I done pushed my body to the limit, and the Lord says, son, you need rest day. I don't want you doing nothing, just rest. You follow what I'm saying? Amen. But even in that, every day I look forward. See, let me tell you something. I enjoy what I do. You have to arrive to a place of enjoying it. If you enjoy something, then you go do it. If you don't enjoy it, then you ain't gonna do it. You have to enjoy being a servant of God. You have to enjoy being what God has called you to do. You gotta be loose with it. You gotta have fun with it. Yeah, it's not a game, but it's serious. But you gotta have fun with it. You can't be uptight all the time. God, let your hair down and let God have his way with you. Now, watch this right here. Who's wholly devoted to his cause and enjoy. And enjoy. See, God is a God of good times. Yeah, you like having a good time. You know, In his presence is the fullness of joy. So if you're full of joy, that means you're happy. You're upbeat. You follow what I'm saying? You know, you think of joy as joyous times and, you know what I'm saying, celebration, you know, and, you know, what have you. You understand what I'm saying? So that lets you know that God loves having fun. So you have to enjoy your office. You have to enjoy, after you know your place, you have to enjoy your place. Being confident in it. Hey, I'm enjoying myself because I know that I got something working on me. I got something working through me. And I'm confident in my paraclete. He's attached to me, the Holy Ghost. Him and I are having fun. You follow what I'm saying? I enjoy talking with many people across this country. My God, I never thought that I would be in that place. And I'm not just esteeming myself, but I'm just saying where I was. See, if you know where I was and where I'm at, then you understand what I'm saying. I never thought that I'd be talking to people from coast to coast. You understand what I'm saying? I never thought that I had connections in New Jersey, Oklahoma, Michigan, Detroit, Washington, California, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi. My God, it's just across this country. God's word is going forward through me. Not saying he ain't speaking through a lot of folk, because he is, but I'm talking about what he's doing through me and my ministry, because I enjoy what I do. I like to say I'm a cool person. You know what I mean? You know, I'm cool. You know, I'm cool too. You understand what I'm saying? I like to think that I'm down. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not so uptight. I'm easy to talk to. I can talk to people. You understand? I ain't got to put nobody down. Good point. You follow what I'm saying? I listen. You follow what I'm saying? Then give advice. Oh, okay, yeah. Now you say, okay, I got it now, Frost. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And you ain't got a sore seat if you let the Lord put on your mind, on your heart. Amen. I don't take folks' money. I don't do that. Amen. I don't do this for gain. I do this because I enjoy what I do. I do this because I want to please him. Amen. He pays me. You understand what I'm saying? But like I said, I ain't going to stop myself from giving me an apple. Amen. I love apples too. Amen. But you have to enjoy what you do. You have to enjoy this thing right here. You have to wake up every morning, God, who is it that you're going to call me to talk to today? You follow what I'm saying? And he'll begin to reveal to you in the spirit. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? I help this person right here. You know what I'm saying? Call them up, or they call, or, you know, have God set up. Hey, how you doing? You know, we're just talking, and the oracle of God or the prophetic word begins to come forward, and you begin to edify them and begin to lift them up, and, you know what I'm saying, show, you know what I'm saying? It's a way of showing a person their transgression without beating them down. You follow what I'm saying? You know, and you just begin to let them know, you know, there's some areas in your life, you know, that God is aware of and that he's assisting you, amen, to overcome. Oh, my God. Talking to somebody, even myself, my God, that he's assisting us to overcome, my God, because we are more than a conqueror, amen, amen. And he's causing us to overcome these mountains, these hurdles, these areas of our life. And like, praise God, prophet, you right about, amen, you know, amen. And that's not watering down the word, it's just using wisdom. Because I ain't going nobody talking to them. If you don't stop sinning, you're going to hell. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, no. Yeah, I know what happened. Amen. It's a way you go to a person. You follow what I'm saying? The old folks always say, amen, that you can catch flies. So it's a way, you know what I'm saying, that you go. And Prophetess Ruby and I, and also Prophetess Lenore, we begin to talk about how the word of God is seasoned with salt, how God has seasoned us down. Amen. And we begin to talk about what that means, that he's giving us flavor. You follow what I'm saying? That meaning that's a way that he's sending us out to the highways ahead and to compel all men. You follow what I'm saying? To compel men. Amen. You ain't gonna compel nobody with them. But I guarantee you, if you stand on the side of the road with a big old sign that say free honey, man, you gonna have lines because it's free. And honey never spoils. It does not have an expiration date on it. It never spoils. Now, if you add something to it, then it will, because, you know, you just added something to it. But in its purest contents, honey never spoils. Especially with the honeycomb in it, too. Woo! You ain't gonna have one in the pool out there, too. Amen. So it's a way that you approach. Jesus ain't approached folks no any kind of way. He was gentle with them. You follow what I'm saying? I ain't saying he was weak with them. He was gentle with them. You understand what I'm saying? He was meek with them. You understand what I'm saying? He came to them in love. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. How he came to you? In love, didn't he? Came to you in love, and that's how you have to go. Watch this right here. In this season of preparation, he's preparing us to love his people. Because the only way you're going to help somebody is you got to have love. You got to possess the same love, which is called what? Agape love. You have to possess that love that Christ had in him, the same love that God has. You got to love just like that. If you don't love his people, then you are not going to be effective. This is a love thing. You got to love the people of God. Not only love what you do, but you got to love God's people. The problem with the ministers today, that they are not in love with the people, but they're in love with their money. They're in love with what they can do for them. So now the people are... they're not receiving the help that they need. And if you will read Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, then you'll read about shepherd fell out of love and walked in disobedience to God. Because the people was not receiving. So you want to know why he has chose you and placed you in the position that you are in. Because he know the product. He know what he's building, what he's making in you. And he know what he has invested inside of you for his people, for Isaiah 55, for the nation of people. These people, listen to me very well. Watch this right here. They are hurting just like you will. They are hurting just like you will. Never forget where you came from. Never forget how you was hurt when you went through, when you were going through. You follow what I'm saying? Never forget how you felt when you got beat by the man. You see what I'm saying? Never forget when your heart got broke, when you got disappointed, when thus and so happened. You follow what I'm saying? And now you'll come in contact with the same people that went through the same thing that you went through. You follow what I'm saying? And you're going to have to come with them with open arms and love and compassion. You got to come to them with a jar, honey. Eat your heart out, baby. Eat your heart out. You understand what I'm saying? You got to catch the fish before you clean the fish. You don't clean the fish before you catch the fish. That's backwards. So that means you ain't got no fish to clean. You follow what I'm saying? You got to have some kind of bait to catch the fish. The bait is what? The word of God. Cool my shot. The word of God is the bait. You follow what I'm saying? You throw the reel out. You follow what I'm saying? Word of God on the bait. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Jesus going to do it for me. You captivate their attention. He going to do it for me. Yes, he going to do it for me. He did it for me. I was going, look here. Look at my heart. Look at girl. You just don't know. When I got pregnant, he told me that it was not none of his. And I know that he was the only man that I was with. How that broke my heart. And he left. I ain't seen him that day to this day. You know what I'm saying? But he told me love. He taught me love too, baby. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's all good. It's all good. Guess what? You're going to be faced with the same scenario that I just gave you. One way or another, you're going to be faced with the same thing. You're like, oh, okay. Man, that boy, no, he I ain't know nothing. Hold those ears. You understand? So you have to be in love. Because without it, you're not going to be effective. And just remember where you was. You follow what I'm saying? Because the same emotion and feeling that you had at that time, when your poor heart was broke, you remember your heart was broke, told her, P, you didn't think you were going to make it. Nobody understand me. Some of y'all want to even take your own life. But God blocked it. He gave you strength. He would not let you go out like that. He gave you strength, and you know he did. You know that he strengthened you from taking your own life. Talking about you. So that's what we need. That's what he is investing inside of us. He know exactly what he's doing inside of us. That's what he's putting in us. You follow what I'm saying? And when you go out to these people, amen, you'll go out with compassion, love. You follow what I'm saying? You know, hey, I do understand. And amen. Give them hope. Amen. Just like the Lord gave you, you give them. Amen. That's what this is. What I'm talking about is he's requiring this in our season of preparation. This is he's preparing us through. This is one of the things that he's bringing to our attention. He's causing this to prepare us as well. That's why I say each season prepares you for the next one. All that stuff you went through prepare you for this big moment of your life. Amen. So I'm going to finish up here. I tell you, God is good, you know, and I give him praise. Last verse in Colossians, the second chapter, verse 8, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. Amen. Don't let these folks fool you. You're going to have to know the word for yourself. You're going to run up on some of these people that are going to come to you with their own opinion and philosophy. You know that is not Jesus. You know that is not God. You know that is not God at all. I was talking with a dear sister, amen. And she was telling me how she heard that this person beginning to speak over the microphone or over the church, you know, that we don't see angels. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, who are you to say, you know, who haven't seen what? You understand what I'm saying? Because it's a fact that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, who did he see? Who, matter of fact, who came to him? And there's so many accounts in the Word of God. You follow what I'm saying? So you telling me that you knocking what the sister said, you follow what I'm saying? So that means that when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, that didn't happen. That the angels did not come to him and minister and strengthen him to go to the cross. That came. This man was sweating blood. This man prayed so hard till blood was going down his head. And what happened? Y'all know the story. Y'all Bible readers. The angels came to him and strengthened him. Ain't that something? What about the encounter with Abraham had? God is the same God yesterday and there forever. He changes not. You follow what I'm saying? Angels are real. For the scripture said we do what? We entertain them. We entertain them. You follow what I'm saying? You know, they may not have big flaps on, big wings on, but we entertain them unaware. You understand what I'm saying? So you know, I'm not going to knock nobody about what they saw. That lines up with the Word of God. Now, if your vision don't line up with the Word of God, then I have to show you through the Word, you know, hey, you know, that was a lying spirit, that was a false spirit. You follow what I'm saying? That was a false spirit. Like some folks say, they have dreams of snakes. And I have to show them, you know, yeah, you had that dream about a snake. You follow what I'm saying? Which does represent the enemy? But you have to reverse the dream about snakes. You follow what I'm saying? What does the Word of God say about snakes? He'll cause you to tread upon them, right? Now watch this right here, most powerful one. And I know a lot of people never think about it. But when I tell you this, you're going to think about it. And I promise you, I didn't mean to go over like this. Lord, help us today. Remember when Moses went to Egypt? And, well, before he went to Egypt, the Lord said, pick up your staff. Pick up the staff. He said, throw it to the ground. Bam, it turned to a snake. He said, pick the snake up. Moses said, okay, I trust you. Pick the snake up. Turn back to a rod. Okay, so when he went to Egypt, went to Pharaoh's house, his musician, you know, they was in witchcraft, stuff like that. So when Moses, y'all don't hear me today, I'm going to shout out right here. When Moses threw his rod down to prove to him that God was sending him, his rod turned to a snake. Okay, well, his musicians, since they worked in witchcraft, you know what I'm saying, they threw their ass down too and turned to a snake. But guess what? Moses' rod ate their snake and turned back into a stick. How is that possible for a snake to eat another snake, a snake to eat another snake and turn back to a stick? Ain't that something? So whenever you or somebody else have dream about a snake, refer back to that. You understand what I'm saying? That your enemy is already defeated. You follow what I'm saying? God is showing you whenever you have dreams about snakes, amen. Whenever somebody may have a dream about a snake, because I just don't bring us up for nothing. Whenever you have dreams about snakes or have had dreams about snakes, God is showing you that my hand is on you for the good. I'm with you. You ain't got to worry about the enemy. The enemy is already defeated. You understand what I'm saying? God basically saying you ain't got to worry about a thing. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, the weapon are forming. They are trying to form, but it shall not prosper. Ain't that something? Amen. Father, I thank you so much for your people, God. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. I thank you for the season of preparation on how you're preparing them, God, for the next season, God. I thank you for the information that you're sharing with us, God, how you're preparing us, even myself, for the next season, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, God, for how you're causing us to really know our place, God, that you're helping us to know our place in you, God, that we may operate effectively, God. For we understand that the pulpit does, for our ministry does not extend to the pulpit, God, but our ministry extends to the highways and hedges. I thank you for all things in Jesus' name, God. I thank you for how you're causing us to meditate in your word, God, that we may be established in you and in the faith. My God, Colossians, the second chapter, verse 6, I thank you that it is coming to pass in our life. I thank you for Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 18, is coming to pass, that you are enlightening the eyes of our understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the whole entire book of Joshua coming to pass in our life, for we are conquerors, God. Joshua was a conqueror, God, even how he conquered things in his conquest. In the name of Jesus, and I give you praise for it. I thank you for all things in your name. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. I just give him praise for everything that he is doing in our life. Amen. Tomorrow, I'm going to pray about it because I do have to work in the morning tomorrow. I have to work at 9. So I don't know if I would come on early, like at 7. Amen. I know many of y'all probably sleep. If so, if that's what the way the Lord lead me, I'll still send a message. But you don't have to come on. I'll still go ahead and do the recording. I can do the record without anyone being on. So, you know, from 7 to 8 o'clock, you know, and that'll give me time to get ready. But we'll just do whatever the Lord says. But if not, I don't know how the schedule looks for next week because it comes out today. But I will let everybody know when we will have class on next week. Amen. I just thank God so much for support, how you support me, you come on and how you download the message anyway, and you know, I just thank God for all of you all, and I tell you, you know, God got a blessing for you all with your name on it. Amen. I decree and declare that in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have any questions today? Do anybody have any question or concern about the lesson? You know, if you didn't understand something, or just want to just elaborate on something. Amen. Speak. Amen. If God gave you a word, amen, for you to decree and declare, amen, go for it. Let the Lord have his way with you. Amen. Amen. Or if you just want to say hi, good morning. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. All right. God do be knowing. Amen. But again, I am so excited about what God is doing in each of our lives. Amen. And I will be in touch, and I just ask you all to just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. You know, just continue to keep me lifted up. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. And I will keep you in prayer as well. Amen. All minds, hearts are clear. Amen. I will see you perhaps in the morning. If not, then it will be next week. Okay? I love you, and I'll see you soon. God bless you, Eels, my friend.